Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I am delighted to welcome Gina and Philip Ferrara to our podcast. They are the owners of Liberty Air in Gainesville, Florida, and members of Service Nation Alliance. Together, they've built a great business, and as you're going to find out further in our podcast, Philip has started to branch out in another very interesting direction. So, Philip and Gina, welcome. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, you guys made an interesting move. You guys aren't originally from Gainesville, right? Didn't you move down from New York?
We did. We're originally from New Orleans, both of us, believe it or not. And we made it over to Gainesville. My wife was getting her master's at the university. And then from there, we went to New York. And then from New York, we came back to Gainesville.
Okay. How long were you guys in New York?
We were there for a little over 6 years.
Long enough to really want to move back to warm weather, I'm imagining.
Yeah, warmer and a little calmer.
I used to live in Indiana, which is, you know, a calmer place, but the cold weather really got to me. So moving to Texas was great. So you ended up moving from New York down to Florida. You started Liberty Air. What year was that and what caused you to start that?
We lived in Gainesville, like Philip said, when I was in graduate school. And during that time, we made incredible relationships with friends at a church that we were attending when we were there. And when we were living in New York, we had our first baby in Manhattan and realized we wanted to raise our family amongst the same community that we were a part of during our college years. So we moved back and we have been back almost 16 years and we're still part of the same community. So it's been really awesome.
Oh, fantastic. What a great story. And what caused you guys to start Liberty Air?
I think working at the level that we worked at in New York City for 6 years, I worked for Trane, the manufacturer. On the technical side, I had the opportunity to help them redesign one of their water source heat pumps while I was up there. My wife was in investment banking while she was up there. And when you work at that level and then you come back, you just realize, hey, we can do this. We have the experience. We have the knowledge. At least we thought we did when we started. But we were a little more confident and we decided, yeah, this is what we want to do. We're starting a family. So that's the direction we went. So here we are 16 years later.
Fantastic. So did you guys plan, we're going to move to Gainesville. We're going to start a heating and air conditioning. Was that all part of the plan to move down there?
Yeah, it was really. I came down looking for a job and then I had met a mutual friend of ours that had an air conditioning company and he had asked if I wanted to be a part of it. And I said, man, that sounds great. Well, that ended up falling through. And for 6 months prior to us moving down, Gina had been doing a lot of due diligence on starting a company or being partners with a company. And because that fell through, we had already done a bunch of the due diligence. We just decided, you know what? Let's just do it ourselves. And that's what we did.
I'm guessing that the background in investment banking helped out in doing some of the due diligence. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, good for you. What a great story. So tell me, you guys both work in Liberty Air. What are your roles? How do you work out who does what?
David, between the two of us, we started off wearing all the hats, everything, HR and everything. Philip was in the truck. I was in the office. But currently, Philip leads our weekly team meetings with our staff. He manages all the sales trainings. He oversees marketing, and then he works closely with our general manager who handles all the day-to-day operations. So that's where he's come in 16 years. And then for me, I oversee the financials, legal, HR, and I assist with annual planning. So our skill sets are so different from each other that we kind of just fell into those spots.
That makes sense. And that's what I've heard before from married couples that work together. If they're going to make it work out, they sort of end up creating, this is your set of responsibilities. These are my set of responsibilities. And I guess that's the secret for working together, raising kids together, and staying married.
That and the good Lord, that's for sure.
So tell me about Liberty Air now.
You know, for us, I think we're in a really good place. I'm very thankful for Liberty Air, and we have a great culture. We have great coworkers, and we've served great customers for the past 16 years. We're always growing. We're learning. Being part of Service Nation has been a big part of that as well, just being around other like-minded people that are wanting to continually better themselves, wanting to find ways to keep moving forward. Like our general manager, he's been with me for 11 years. And when he started, his three sons were little. And now all three of his sons work at Liberty Air, which is really cool to see. One, that our general manager's been here for that long, but then also the fact that they're his three sons wanted to come and work here because they saw that it was a great place to be and be a part of. So to me, that's a pretty big success story in my book, for sure.
Yeah. If somebody likes the company so much that they want their kids to join it and work there as well, I mean, that's an incredible testimonial, I think.
We have two daughters and two sons that our older daughters have expressed no desire to be a part of it. I'm hoping my younger sons would like to be a part of it. So we'll see how that works out.
Yeah. That's one of the nice things about our industry. There's a lot of families in it. There's a lot of passing it on from one generation to another. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Very cool.
You know, Liberty Air, from the time we started until now, Service Nation has been such a big part because we hired one of your coaches. We worked with Ron Smith originally, who connected us to Service Nation.
Yeah.
And because of his influence and his help, we started off reading his book, which got us very far, got us started. But when we hired him one-on-one to come down and meet with us, that's when our business really started to kind of gel and come together.
Yeah. Ron is an amazing guy. He was on our board of directors. You guys know he passed recently, right?
Yeah.
Very sad. But he was on our board of directors and he was just such an amazing guy. He wasn't just good for contractors and that. He was just a really superb businessman. He helped us with our business as well. So good choice on coaches.
Yeah, I'll tell you a funny quick story if I have time for it. My claim to fame is that Ron Smith fired me. he was here doing some training. I just couldn't see past myself. And he finally got to a point where he said, listen, you hired me to come down here to tell you how to get better and move forward, but you keep telling me how you can't do it. And you're constantly telling me reasons why it can't be done. Now, granted, you know, now I think back about how foolish it was. Here's a guy that's been in business for 5 years, and I'm telling Ron Smith that that can't be done. You know, you think about how foolish that was, but it was a real big turning point because when he left, he said, I really can't work with you anymore. He left. He wrote me this big, long letter about how he can't work with me anymore. And he said, well, I'm going to still work with your wife, but I'm not working with you anymore. I was like, wow. I said, and the reality was, is that he wasn't in it for the money. He was in it because he truly wanted to help people. And that was one of the things that it was a big turning point for me as well, to get out of my own way and start listening to smarter people that have done it before me. So just a quick testimonial about Ron and the man that he was.
What a great story. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. That's terrific. And I'm guessing that later on, you did get to work with him some more.
I did. I apologized and I said, okay, Ron, I'm going to start listening. So it's been beneficial.
Good. So several years ago, you joined Service Nation Alliance. Why did you join and what did that do for you guys?
In 2013, we joined Service Roundtable at the suggestion of our business coach, who was Ron Smith. And so we started as Service Roundtable members. And truly at the time, we were so overwhelmed, not only building a business from the ground up, but also building our family. We had, you know, infants and toddlers at the time, that it wasn't until 2021 that we made the investment into Service Nation Alliance. And within only a few weeks of being Service Nation Alliance members, we saw a return on our investment. And being in the Alliance gave us opportunities to grow not only our revenue and our, you know, our business, but it really has given us the opportunity to improve the lives of our coworkers and their families, as well as benefit our customers in a greater way.
Isn't that a great feeling? I mean, it's one of the things that's amazing about a small business. You can make such a difference in other people's lives. When you improve your business, you can pay your coworkers better and watch their lives improve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Fabulous thing. And I'm guessing one of the things about Service Nation Alliance that has always impressed me is that people are so willing to share. You can talk to anybody. You can call them on the phone. You can meet with them in person. They'll just tell you everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. And it's such a wonderful way to learn.
Absolutely. That's been one of my biggest things is just the communication, the collaboration, the friendships that I've built. And the more you go to a lot of the like summits and the different events that you put on, you see some of the same people and then you get to know them. And then they become your friends, long distance friends. But then you can basically see them, talk to them about what are you dealing with? How do you handle this? Or the AB groups that we're in. Those are some of the most valuable things I find. Cause then you also realize, oh, you're dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with. Okay. So it's not just me, which is a good feeling.
Definitely.
It is. So when you look out into the future, where do you guys see the business? Where do you want it to go?
Obviously, we want to continue to grow the business. And at the level that we're scaling, which is moderate scaling, it allows us to continue to build a strong company culture with our coworkers and the quality of technicians and professionals that we have. And currently, I think we're going on year three, we started an apprenticeship program. We call it Liberty University within our company, where we have taken some suggestions and advice from ServiceNation Alliance members, where we hire young men and young women, if the opportunity arises, to train them from the ground up. And that has been very beneficial to us and also to these young professionals. And we'd like to continue that business model where we can hire younger technicians, teach them what they need to know and teach them the company culture. And it's helping us to scale at a moderate level, but it's a sustainable business model. And we feel that if we keep doing that, our company will continue to benefit our community.
It's such a great model. When you hire somebody that fits the company culture, you can invest in them and you can teach them the way you want calls to be handled and problems to be resolved. And if they're a fit, they're going to stay forever. It's a fantastic model and so much better than going out and trying to hire the guy that has been working for five different companies over 5 years. You hire him and you understand why he never lasts more than a year.
And you know, like in our vision statement is to be the HVAC benchmark for happy coworkers, making happy customers and keeping those happy customers. And our philosophy really is, if you take really good care of your coworkers, they're going to take really good care of your customers. And we try to do that. And we're not perfect by no means, but we really do try to look out for our team and for our coworkers, because they are the most important part of this business. And if you take good care of them, it naturally, they're going to be happier and want to take good care of the customer.
Well said. So, Philip, your entrepreneurial zeal is taking you in a completely different direction. What are you working on these days?
I'm always looking to make things better. So when I see something, I'm a problem solver, so I try to figure out a better way of doing it. And for the past 2.5 years, I've been developing software specifically for the HVAC industry for in-home sales. And it helps with the user experience, not only for the contractor and the comfort consultant or the selling technician, but a user experience for the customer, to where it's designed to where customers buy these days. It's laid out very easily, select different financing, different system enhancements, comparable charts. And I saw a need for it because in our industry, that's one of our biggest revenue generators. It's where our biggest margins are at, and it's what brings in quite a bit of our revenue. And I just thought, man, we can make this better. We can do this better. So for the past 2.5 years and quite a bit of money, we're at a point now where we have other contractors using it and really loving it. If I would have known how hard it was to develop software, I don't know that I would have taken it on, but I say that about starting an air conditioning company too. So, but it's been great and we've had some great success with it.
So what's the name of the software?
It's called DartBid. So kind of like throwing a dart. Yeah. Making bullseyes. DartBid. Yeah.
Got it. Very cool. What do you think makes this a little bit different than other tools that contractors have?
So some of it is that it's a very easy 5-step process. And some of it was birthed out of the fact that I had an inexperienced comfort consultant and I wanted this process to be easy. It's a 5-step easy process. The user experience for the comfort consultant and the selling technician, you don't have to try to figure out different things as far as what this is going to cost or what that's going to cost. It's pretty much all set up on the back end. But then there's that user experience for the customer, where basically you can point and click and add a system, take away a system, add system enhancements, pick and choose different financing options. And then you can actually compare, let's say, your good, better, best, or even 4 to 5 options all on
Excellent.
One page.
Yeah.
So it'll
great.
Help. Yeah.
So are they working off of a tablet, and is the customer looking at a tablet also when you're doing it?
Correct. Yep. It's all web-based. And so we use tablets where a customer can look at. We hook up little external monitors to our tablets so we can set that in front of the customer and then they can see it and we can see it and then we're not in their personal space as well. So it's
I like that so much. There's something that sometimes is uncomfortable about sharing a tablet with another person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. You get a little too close.
Yeah. That, I would say, in and of itself, that is a great innovation. I like that a lot. I think that'll make a huge difference. And probably your competitors will start copying that in the near future. Sorry.
There's a very strong financing portion to the software that helps customers make a decision, you know, if they're going to finance it, how they're going to finance it. And it really helps the customer decide which system not only will benefit their indoor air comfort, but it also helps them decide which system and which price point, as far as financing goes, will help them stay comfortable in their budget and in their checkbook.
That's really important, isn't it? Because first of all, the systems have gotten a lot more expensive over time and people need to finance it. But also the close rates when you offer financing are substantially better. If you just lead with financing, everybody says that you're going to close more business. So yeah, it's great that you made that easy. What else should people know about DartBid?
If you'd like to get a hold of us, we'd love to give you a demo. You can go to our website, dartbid.com. You could also call our office at 352-559-2829, or you could email me at philip@dartbid.com. That's Philip with one L at dartbid.com. We'd love to give you a demo and see if it would be a good fit for you.
Fantastic. So give them the number one more time.
Sure. It's 352-559-2829.
Well, I'm excited. It sounds really cool, and I'd like to get a demo of it myself at some point in time. Sounds like a fantastic system. Way to go on branching out into something else. As you said, harder than you thought, but I'm sure it'll pay off in the long run. So good for you.
Thank you.
So just wanted to say thank you guys both for sharing your story with me today. This has been really interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing how Liberty Air takes off and continues to grow and hearing more about DartBid. So thank you guys both for doing this.
Appreciate you having us.
Hi, this is David again. Three quick notes. One, if we provided any value today, would you please give us a good rating on whatever app you're listening on? It would help us a lot and help get our message to more people. Two, would you recommend us to a friend or colleague? Just as in your own business, personal recommendations are powerful. Three, we're always looking for great interviewees and topics. If you have an idea for us, if you know someone who should be interviewed, or if you would like to be interviewed, don't be modest. Just shoot an email to pip@newmediaempire.com. That's PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, @newmediaempire.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support.